Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. Once again, here's the Bob Hope Show. This is episode number 288, and it originally aired on January 29th, 1946. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Frank Sinatra.
Bob Hope and his special guest, Frank Sinatra. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, so they hit the moon with radar hope. I went down to Palm Springs last week, and they really have a housing shortage down there. In fact, I saw one ad in the paper that read for rent, $50 a month, the size 38 shadow. Palm Springs is really wonderful, isn't it? In 1 week, you get healthy enough to go back to work and poor enough to have to. And it's so ritzy, the snakes in that part of the desert don't have rattles, and back they have built-in recorders that play nothing but Castellanos. What price does the hotels get? I stepped up to the clerk and asked him if he could give me a suite for $5, and he handed me a Hershey bar. You should have seen the hotel I stopped at. What a place. There was a sign in the room, "Don't turn off the electric fan. It's holding up the walls." What a broken down room. The only time it had a ceiling was when a low cloud went by. But I finally got a beautiful room with a very high ceiling, except when the elevator came down. And it's so hot down in Palm Springs, one lens fell out of my smoked glasses and my right eye got burned black. For a week, I walked around looking like an overgrown panda. Panda, you know, he has one white eye and one white eye. And my lens fell, you know, and the last time I buy a gag from the Griffith Park Zoo, I want to tell you that. While I was in Palm Springs, those jet planes passed over on their way to New York. And I don't know if they were traveling fast enough to create a vacuum, but 10 acres of tumbleweed followed them as far as Iowa. I'm not saying they went fast, but the pilots got the hiccups. He hicked in Salt Lake City and cupped over Chicago. When they landed, my sponsor sent me a wire reading. This shows you what hot air will do if you direct it right.
If you are planning a trip, come down to Tampico Way. Those lovely tropical scenes will make you want to say,
"Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
You lose your troubles and cares when you fiesta each day, and soon you're happy to live the Pan-American way.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
There are no strangers down there. It's all a big family, because they greet you with their good neighbor policy. Senoritas down there are sentimental and shy, and once they whisper hello, you'll never say goodbye.
Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
You learn to rumba down there with Esperita McPhail, who learned to do it last week from Arthur Murray by mail.
Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the dock. The native costumes they wear are slacks and bobby socks. That's the place to go in Tampico, in Mexico.
Waited for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a fine young singer who recently returned from a trip back east. If you had good eyesight, you saw him in Anchors Away. The original Thin Man, one of the greatest guys who almost lived, Andy Russell's grandfather, Frank Sinatra. Right here. Coming along.
strong.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bob.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Frank. You're looking as strong and handsome as ever.
Thank you, Robin, and you're looking as intelligent and as sophisticated as ever.
Boy, is television going to louse up this program. Tell me, Frankie, how was your trip east?
Wonderful, Bob. I flew, you know. Made it in 12 hours.
Gee, that's pretty good time.
Yes, it is, considering that I had to stop at Albuquerque to change pigeons. But you know, Bob, I had a small accident. I had to bail out,
You had to bail out? What happened?
Well, when we got over Denver, the pigeon hit a downdraft, and the recoil threw me off.
Just be a little kick on that last one. Say, you really covered a lot of territory back there. Tell me, are the hotel rooms still scarce in New York? Huh?
Still scarce? Well, I took a ride down Riverside Drive.
So what?
So nothing. General Grant was sitting on a park bench and getting $10 a day for renting out his tomb.
Well, you must have felt right at home in there.
No, Bob. You see, I stayed...
Wait a second. Oh, Frank, read the cues. Wait for laughs. Right there.
I lost my head.
I almost lost my laugh.
Bob, I stayed with my folks over in Hoboken. I'm from the north, you know. That's my hometown. I went to grammar school there.
I bet you were the spitball champion, huh?
Not me. The other kids threw the spitballs.
Well, how come you didn't throw them?
Well, they used to wrap me up inside and let me do the steering.
Gee, just think, Frank. Only a few years ago, we were both living in the wrong side of the tracks, and here we are today. Next door neighbors in North Hollywood.
Uh-huh. So you're the guy that lives next door to me.
Yeah, what about it?
Bob, must you raise sheep?
That isn't the reason, Frankie. I'm doing all of Lana Turner's knitting now.
Fine vocation. Say, Robin, I got a complaint to make, though.
What about?
Well, I can't understand that dog of yours. Look, I've been living there for months, and he still barks at me when he sees me laying around the yard. Doesn't he like me?
Oh, it isn't that, Frankie. It's just that he's never seen a bone with a bow tie on it before. That's a nice-looking house you live in, and that's a nice driveway you have there, too.
Yeah, cost quite a bit, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that was a good idea, surfacing it with Crush Crosby records. By the way, Frank, have you seen old Butterbeam lately?
Yeah, I've seen Mount Baldy. I ran across Bing in New York.
Really? What else is doing in the Bowery? But, Frank, it's a good thing you're back in Hollywood now. You know, while you're away, a certain actor has been taking over some of your Bobby Sock business and has been squealing for him.
Really? What's the name of this hijacker?
Oh, you've heard the name. Van Johnson.
Van. What is that, a movie actor or a trucking company? Yeah.
Are you kidding? That's a charm school with freckles.
Oh, sure. I heard about him, Bob. Say, tell me, what's the secret of Van's charm, anyway?
Well, let's ask Frances. Frances, come here. She's got all the inside.
Yeah. The outside ain't bad either.
Hey, Frances, will you step in here? I want you to settle a question between me and Frankie.
Gee, is it really Frank Sinatra?
In the flesh.
Stop bragging.
Why, Frank, I didn't know you were coming down here tonight.
Neither did I, Frances. Been windy, hasn't it? You know, Frances, you should see more of me.
Well, I'd like to. Where'd you leave it?
Here. Nice work, kid. Oh, you're doing.
Francis, Frank has something to ask you.
Yeah, France, I want a kind of quick reaction. To be blunt, who do the girls like better, me or Van Johnson or me?
Well, it's hard to say. The girls really go wild over Van's golden hair.
What do you mean, golden hair? All he got was an egg shampoo and they forgot to comb out the yolk.
Oh, you two are just jealous because you don't have a cute cowlick like Van.
I had a cowlick like that once.
Well, why doesn't your hair stand up on end?
That is where the cow licked me. That isn't where the cow licked me. Gee whiz, my records are still selling big. Why do I stand here reading this junk when I got money in the bank?
What do do you mean junk? I use nothing but sophisticated material. No coward leftovers. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Well, to me, it's still junk.
Oh, yeah? If you're going to get tough, put up your dukes.
Okay, I got him up. Start something.
Okay, take that. Stop. Why, Francis, you afraid we'll hurt each other?
No, but the sound man is getting awful tired.
Did you leave a call? Come on, take it. Come here, Francis.
Time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer. Summer could pay some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Just give me some time, and she'll have a sister. No angel play my Nancy with a laughing face. Just
just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do.
Tonight, folks, we're going to take a little excursion into the land of fantasy and bring you as weird and chilling a ghost story as you ever heard. We're going to do the life of Frank Sinatra. If you will, Mr. Ennis.
Life of Frank Sinatra.
We take you back to the fateful night of June 8th, 1919. A fateful night indeed. Because on that night, nothing happened. Nothing happened, and they named it Frank Sinatra. As the stork swooped low over the Sinatra home with his precious little bundle, he said,
I better leave this and get away fast. They may have their heart set on the baby.
So, little Frankie is born. And when Papa Sinatra comes home from work, he peeks at the thin figure and says happily,
Ah, I see we're having spaghetti tonight.
But time marches on, and Frankie gets bigger, thanks to helium gas. And even at that early age, his mother knew he was going to be very intelligent. When she looked down at the infant lying in his crib, Frankie would open his big blue eyes and say,
Goo-goo, hey.
At the age of 5, Frankie gets into his first fight with the kid next door.
I give up. Don't hit me again. Don't hit me again.
Okay, and let that be a lesson.
In school, Frank meets a young Southern boy, Edgar Ennis. As boys will, they size each other up carefully, then speak.
Hiya, fatso.
All right, children, we'll start the base lesson.
Say, teacher, ain't you going to call the roll?
No, I got a quicker way. Will all those pupils who are absent please raise their hands? See, every day perfect attendance.
The teacher's a moron. No wonder I'm an idiot.
Robert Hope, you're a bad boy, and you're a bad influence on the rest of the children here in the fifth grade.
How's that, teacher?
Well, this is the second morning this week you come to class without a shave. And another thing, Robert, take off that pointed dunce cap.
What dunce cap?
Hey, Teach, that's his head, hey.
Yeah. You fat as mustache. Hey,
your mother's stuffed eggplant.
Your
sister's tricycle. Wait for it.
And Francie Langford, you can stay after school today.
But, teacher, why should I stay after school? I know all the answers.
Yeah, I know. Now stop arguing with me. You children are impossible. I've sent for the principal.
Oh, watch this, Frankie. This ought to be fun. I rigged up a bucket of water over the door, and when the principal opens the door, it'll tip the bucket. Shh. Here he comes now.
Silly me, start it for the classroom and walk right into the swimming pool. All right, children, let's all line up and have our little ears inspected now. All right, Frankie, step up here. Well, that ear's clean, and now for the other one. Frankie!
What's the matter, Princey? Is it dirty?
Oh, but where did you find a place to buy gum?
Who bought gum? That's the same piece I had there last week.
Hey, huh? I just wanted to see if you left anything out. I guess. Hey, Prince, I've got clean ears. Look behind them and see.
Okay. You have two clean ears. Now let me look behind the other two.
Hey, Principal, I got a question in arithmetic.
It's a quadratic complex made up of coordinates to satisfy a homogeneous algebraic equation of degree 2.
Huh?
I said... It's a quadratic complex made up of coordinates to satisfy a homogeneous...
This puck is trying to quit my racket.
Eager for fame and fortune, Frank teams up with Bob Hope and goes into show business. We find Frank and Bob applying for their first job in a Hoboken nightclub.
Frank, my new act will kill the people.
Maybe so, Bob, but I think you should stick to just telling jokes.
You do?
Yeah, I don't think it'll look right, a man doing a bubble dance.
Oh, it's okay. I move fast. I won't catch cold. Well, here's the place, Frank. Kelowna's Mickey Finn Inn. What a tough-looking joint.
What makes you think it's so tough?
Well, just look at the hat check, girl. She's checking the hats with the heads in them.
Hey, Bob.
There you are. Check your coat here. Check your coat.
Don't stop, Frank. Walk right by.
Now, how about your hat?
Hey, look, Bob. Here comes the owner.
Hey, mister. We're part of the new floor show.
Sorry, I've got all the chorus girls I need.
Listen, we're not chorus girls. Take another look.
Well, I don't need any scrub women either.
Kelowna. Are you the boss here?
That's right, Hope J. Billingsley, Kelowna. No liquor sold after hours, no gambling on the premises. Laws of the community observed to the letter. Also relatives Shanghai to China, cheap.
Hey, look, Frank, there's a dead horse sitting at the bar.
Dead horse sitting at the bar?
Yeah.
That's funny, he paid for a table.
Hey, Kelowna.
1 minute, Hope, while I throw out this rowdy customer. All right, Bob. Come on. Out you go. Come on, fellas. Let me back in.
Say, Kelowna, did we get jobs in your floor show?
Well, tell me, Hope, what kind of an act do you do?
Oh, I got a great act. I kill him. I come out the stage and I say, how do you do, folks? I call my dog Postman because he's expecting a litter.
You see, he's expecting a litter. It's my special delivery that gets him, you see?
You get it, Jeff? You think he can use my jokes?
Why not? Most of our customers like an egg in their beer. And now, Sinatra, let's hear what you can do.
Okay. It might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Well, don't stand there. Let's plant them.
Got a date with an angel, got me to at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely to stop me, and whatever be taught me. Got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon the little bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening of 7. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven.
Oh,
Frank Sinatra was a guest on Bob Hope's show back in January. So if you want to hear a brief bio on him, you can go back in our archives and check out that show in January. But really, who doesn't know Frank Sinatra? Even my teenagers do. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. And check in on Thursday for the next installment of Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. Click on the Become a Patron button that's on the right side of the screen and support our show. Until we meet again, in the words of Jerry Seinfeld, I saw a study that said speaking in front of a crowd is considered the number one fear of the average person. Number two was death. This means, to the average person, if you have to be at a funeral, you'd rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy.